You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. From making over $1 million per year to traveling to over 70 countries around the world, there's no denying Mr. Dale Beaumont has achieved a lot in his life. In this podcast, Dale openly shares his story and his valuable tips on how other entrepreneurs can build the business of their dreams. Mr. Beaumont, always great to have you, and thanks for joining us again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much. Glad to be back.
You bet, and always great to have you with us, Mr. Beaumont. So for starters today on this episode of Enterprise Radio, tell us, where did you first learn the secrets to business success?
Well, I sort of learned a lot about business, actually, or the principles of business success through my first kind of career. I call it a bit of a career because it was a big part of my life, and it was in competitive sport. So I got involved in the sport of gymnastics at the age of 7, and by the age of 9, I was training in an elite squad, training for the Olympics, and we were training 36 hours a week in the gym on top of going to school. So it was 2 hours every morning, then I'd go to school, and then I'd go back to the gym for another 4 hours after school. And I pretty much did that 6 days a week, 6 hours a day. And so it was a very intense part of my life. And I learned a lot of valuable lessons from my sporting career that now have assisted me on my entrepreneurial journey. So I learned about, obviously, hard work. I learned about how to become disciplined. I learned about how to manage my time. I learned about how to stay positive and motivated. I also learned the importance of getting good at the fundamentals. But the most important thing that I learned through my sporting career was actually the value of having a coach. Because if you want to succeed in any sport, if you want to try and do it on your own without any help or support, it's just going to take you way too long. It might take you 10 or 20 or 30 years in order to get good at something, and you really don't have that long as a professional athlete. So the only way to compress time to get done something that would take 30 years on your own and do it in maybe 5, 7, or maybe 10 is to have a coach, someone that's been down that road hundreds of times before and can give you the recipe for success. So those principles I learned from my sporting career, I then later on applied to running my own business. And we can talk a little bit about that, you know, kind of now. But I think the biggest principle to business success is find successful people and do whatever it takes to learn from them. Because you don't want to run through things, live your life through trial and error. You want to follow the recipe of other people that have been successful.
Some good advice right there. So tell us, what was your first business and what inspired you to start that?
So my first business was an events company that was running personal development and personal development workshops for teenagers. And basically how it started was that when I finished school and I finished my sporting career, I mentioned earlier that I understood the importance of having role models and coaches. And so when I started to go into my career, and I also started to decide that I wanted to, you know, make money and help a lot of people, I decided I needed to get some training. So I started to attend courses with people like Robert Kiyosaki and Brian Tracy and Zig Ziglar and Jim Rohn and Brandon Bays and Tony Robbins and many of these other kind of gurus in the personal and professional development field. And I looked around at these courses that I was attending, and 90% of all the people were in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. And I thought, where is all the other young people? And so that's what inspired me to actually set up my first business, which is actually still running to this day. So 17 years later, we still run programs for teenagers. And we basically teach them the skills of how to become successful in life. So we teach young people things like goal setting and leadership and communication skills, how to manage their emotions and beliefs, how to think more creatively, also things like how to manage money, the principles of becoming financially successful, and how to succeed in your chosen career. So, yeah, that's kind of what inspired me to sort of start it, because I really wanted to make a difference and help other people to achieve success.
I'm sure most of our listeners would be curious. How did you make your first $1 million before the age of 25? That's quite impressive.
Yeah, so I've always wanted to help people, and I worked out that when I started at 19, one way of doing that was through running seminars and events. However, the problem with that is you can only be in one place at one time. And so if I was in a room of 20 people, they're the only people that I could help at that particular point. But what I discovered is that if you write a book, then that book can actually be sold all over the country or could be sold all over the world and could help thousands or tens of thousands of people all at the same time. And so that's what I thought, well, why don't I actually start writing a book? And so I did my first book. And then from that, I thought, wow, wouldn't it be cool if I could create a series of books that actually help people? And it goes into detail on different topic areas. So I created a publishing company, which was called Secrets Exposed. And I interviewed highly successful people in a range of different topic areas and put their ideas together in a series of books. And so those books became quite successful. We published 15 books in that series within the space of 3 years. And by the age of 25, we had sold over 250,000 books, and we'd made well over $1 million from selling those books. So it was a great concept that not only helped a lot of people, but also really gave me a great kind of foundation to then go ahead and build other meaningful businesses. So something that it was nearly 10 years ago, but something that I'm still very proud of.
And with great reason, today we are joined by, once again, Mr. Dale Beaumont, an award-winning technology entrepreneur, international speaker, and author of 16 best-selling books here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7. On TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, continuing on, Mr. Beaumont, tell us about the business that you have today and how that's working.
So the business I have today, well, I have actually two companies that I run today, and I still have the other original one as well, but I now have someone else running that business. So I suppose there's three, really. So one of them is the youth programs that I run under the company name Tomorrow's Youth. So that runs with a manager in place and runs very, very well. But the two ones that I'm actively involved in myself, one of them is called Business Blueprint. And Business Blueprint is a business education company that runs live events across Australia and New Zealand to help business owners to become more successful and to use technology to improve their business and to apply more modern forms of marketing to generate leads and to also store systems and embrace things like outsourcing and digital marketing to become more successful. But more recently, I've established a new company, which is a technology company that provides business advice to business owners all around the world. And we do that through a smartphone app that we have called Brin. And the website you can check out is Brin, BRIN.AI. And there you can download a free smartphone app that we've developed that provides personalized education and human-like support to millions of people running their own business all at the same time. So we use technology and artificial intelligence, and also we use some really cool education as well to support business owners. So it's a great product, and right now it's free. So I would highly recommend people check it out and start using it to improve their business. So it's called Dream.ai.
Coming from someone like yourself, tell us, what are your top three principles for business success?
Sure. So I think that for me, the three most important things are, number one is to invest in your education. And I don't necessarily mean school or university or college. While they're, of course, important, what I'm talking about is becoming a lifelong learner. I think Brian Tracy said once that formal education will help you to earn a living, but self-education will make your fortune. So if you want to achieve business success, you know, the more that you learn, the more that you'll earn. So what I would recommend is that people start going along to courses and workshops, or whether that be reading books, listening to great podcasts like this one that we're producing right now, or downloading, you know, our app that we have called Brin, which I mentioned before, all great ways to start educating yourself on how to achieve business success. All the answers are out there. You just need to find them, and there's some great resources that can help you. So that's number one, invest in your education. Number two is to have a role model, have a mentor, have someone to actually help you, because if you don't, you're still making a lot of mistakes. You want to find someone else that already has the results that you want and do whatever it takes to learn from them. So that's tip number two. And number three, for my third principle for business success is to be very conscious of your and aware of your environment. The people that you surround yourself with will ultimately determine how successful you become. So if you think of your five best friends and you add up their income and you divide it by five, it's pretty much going to be your income, give or take a few thousand dollars. So the people, you basically become a product of your environment. So if you want to achieve more business success, you've got to start surrounding yourself with people that are where you want to be. And so because if you start being in their space, you'll just kind of start to think differently. For example, a few years back, I was doing quite well in my business, but I met this lady, and I was in her office, and I saw on her whiteboard she had this number, right? And the number was $1 million. And I said, oh, is that your goal for the year? And she said, no, that's my goal for this month. And I was like, wow, $1 million a month. And she said, yeah, well, that's just my goal these days. And, you know, we pretty much achieve it every month. And so I realized the fact that, wow, you know, I needed to start thinking bigger. I need to start changing some of my expectations. And also just by being around her, I started to just think differently. I started to see new opportunities. I started to realize the fact that there's so much more potential that I had inside as well. So surrounding yourself with people that are at that next level is really important. So just to summarize again, invest in your education, have coaches and mentors, someone to actually help you on the journey. And number three, you become a product of your environment. So they're the three most important principles to business success.
Super information, as always, especially on your top three principles for business success. Thanks for that. Tell us, how do you travel 3 to 4 months per year and still make millions?
For us, we have two kids as well. My wife and I, we love to travel. And so we were inspired by reading a book a number of years ago called The 4-Hour Week by Tim Ferriss. And he spoke about this concept of, rather than waiting until you're, you know, 60 or 65 to retire, that, you know, you should have all these mini retirements throughout your working life. And so we then decided, well, why don't we design a business around the lifestyle that we want? And we thought, let's do 2 months working, and then let's do 1 month where we travel with our kids. And so basically 2 months work, 1 month travel, 2 months work, 1 month travel. So that's what we've been doing now for the last 9 years. within a few months of our son being born, we started to apply this new way of living, if you want to call it that. And that's pretty much now what we do. Now, when we travel, we still check, you know, some emails and still do a little bit of work each day. But the great thing about using technology, and I believe we have another episode that we have produced together where we talk about technology, so people may want to check that other one out. Thanks to technology now, you can pretty much run your business from anywhere in the world. And so I really encourage business owners to understand the fact that, if you have to be there every single day for your business to run, then you don't really have a business. You can pretty much have a job. So a business is something that is a business that can actually run without you having to be there. So that's really what your goal is as a business owner, to be there when you choose to be there, not there because you have to be there. That involves some principles of leadership and management, and building really good systems to start duplicating yourself as a business owner, so your business can produce income whether you're there or not. Something to really investigate more is making sure that your business is your business works for you, and you don't have to work for your business. So very important to start to understand those small but very important shifts.
And I have no doubt that information has jazzed up the listening audience without a question. Thanks so much for all the super information. Tell us, in closing, how can people find out more about what you have shared here today?
Sure. So you can check out my number of websites that I have. Of course, you can Google my name if you wish, and follow me on different forms of social media, whether that be Facebook or LinkedIn or YouTube. So the name is Dale, D-A-L-E, and last name is Beaumont, B-E-A-U-M-O-N-T. But the main product which we're developing today, as I was mentioning before, our technology product, is a really fantastic resource for anyone running your own business. It's kind of like basically like Netflix, but for business owners. And it's a smartphone app that provides access to hundreds of incredible business education videos that have all been recorded in a professional studio. And all those videos are now available to business owners for free through our smartphone app. So it's called Brin, B-R-I-N, and the URL is brin.ai. And it's free, so you can go there and check it out. And it won't be free forever, so I would suggest getting in now. And you can download it on your Apple phone or in your Android phone, and you can start using this really great resource to help you improve your business.
Once again, Dale, it is always our pleasure, and we want to thank you for joining us here once again on Enterprise Radio, and look forward to our next conversation. Have a great one.
Thanks so much.
And it's always our pleasure. We have been speaking with, once again, Mr. Dale Beaumont, an award-winning technology entrepreneur, international speaker, and author of 16 best-selling books. And for more details, visit brin.ai. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.